Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about Tinder. There is a crazy new AI-powered game over on Tinder that assesses your flirting skills. This is pretty funny. We'll be diving into what they're doing. And I think, this is like a funny, I guess, like tool or story or anecdote or whatever. I think it's a pretty good indication of where a lot of companies right now are playing, coming up with different AI tools that are very unusual, it seems like. But if they find product market fit, they actually do help the core app grow quite a lot. So we'll be getting into all of that as well. Before we get into that, I wanted to mention, if you've ever wanted to grow or scale your business using AI tools, Jamie and I host an exclusive community over on School called AI Hustle, where we have over 300 members. And every single week, Jamie and I release a piece of content over there. We don't post anywhere else, that breaks down how we grow and scale our business with AI tools. So last week we talked a lot about the new ChatGPT image generator and some of the specific use cases we're using there, some of the growth we're seeing in our businesses, and also some money-making opportunities. And we really believe that this is one of the best ways to get great ideas is by surrounding yourself with an amazing community. We have over 300 members. It's $19 a month. In the past, it's been $100 a month. We have it discounted. And if you get it at the $19 a month price, when we raise the price in the future, you'll be locked in and it won't ever raise on you. So if that's something you're interested in, there's a link in the description and we would love to have you join. All right, Jamie, tell us a little bit about what's happening with this Tinder AI story.
All right. So I think this is really interesting. They just released a game on Tinder called The Game Game. And so basically the idea of this app is to see how good of a flirter you are and help you, I believe, get better at flirting. So what it does is gives you a deck of cards, and each one has a different AI persona and scenario. So then the users must use their voices to respond and try to flirt their way into getting a date with the bot. So, and then after the interaction, users are scored on a 3-point scale using flame emojis. Of course. And then the AI provides real-time feedback throughout the experience. If they're rude, for instance, the AI offers suggestions to improve the conversation. So this sounds really funny and kind of like, you know, maybe like a joke or like, you know, is anyone actually going to use this? But I think they're onto something, honestly. I think when it comes to, you know, relationships, acting, you know, talking with people, you know, showing people that you care about them, there is a little bit of a formula or things that do work. And some people just, you know, they don't have the self-awareness to learn, you know, to realize, you know, what they're doing wrong. So, for example, you know, Dale Carnegie's, How to Win Friends and Influence People, you know, the title of the book sounds kind of off-putting, like, you're this like monster trying to like get what you want, but it's kind of just a practice in like, okay, this is how, you know, if you want someone to like you, you have to show them that you care about them first. It's you know, basic ideas, but a lot of people again aren't self-aware enough to know that. So I think a game like this could really actually help somebody. What do you think about it, Jaden?
Yeah. The thing that I think is interesting here is, you're right. Like a lot of people might be like, oh, this is silly or weird or like, I don't know, whatever the reactions will be. What really blew me away and changed my opinion on a lot of this stuff is when I saw the usage analytics for character AI. So character AI is a tool where you can kind of create bots and you can make some like Einstein, and you can talk to Einstein, or you can talk to Leonardo da Vinci or whatever. And it's like, it's essentially a lot of stuff that you could just do with ChatGPT by saying like, act like Einstein and I'll have a conversation with you. they added like voice calling, and I think they even have like a little animated video person that talks back to you or whatever for a lot of these bots. When I saw the usage metrics on those, I was absolutely blown away. There is millions of hours of people using these tools. And then I've also seen metrics of like people on different like Reddit threads being like, oh yeah, like I chat with my like bot all the time. And I'm like, okay. So like there's like that idea, which is like whatever. What really like, I don't know, to be honest, I think is sort of alarming is there's a lot of people that are like, oh yeah, I have like an AI boyfriend or girlfriend. In case I'm lonely, I just chat with it. And I'm like, okay, well, this is like super, like probably not super healthy if you really spend all of your time with this AI model on your phone. I don't know. That's kind of like my first impression. And so what I think is good about this Tinder one is it's not like they've just been like, okay, forget about ever dating real people. Just go and date the bots. I think it's almost like Tinder's response to that concept because some people are doing that. It's like you can use that same tool and like pretend to be flirting with this bot, but it's to practice for a real person. And so it kind of like changes the, I guess, your end game with this, which I think is probably way more is the end game, obviously. You can't have a serious relationship with your phone forever. I am sorry to tell anyone in love with their AI boyfriend or girlfriend. And so, yeah, I think this is kind of cool. It's actually a tool that has like the same function as those other ones, but the end result is much different. It pushes you in a more normal direction.
Yeah, and so apparently Tinder has been struggling with growth because there's so many other apps out there now that people are using. Tinder is kind of like the original one. So they're hoping that this is kind of a way to kind of bring people back to the app, which, you know, I think it could. Last year, apparently they also released an AI photo selector tool, which again, maybe you think is silly, but, you know, sometimes people think they look their best in one photo and actually, you know, another photo would be better. So I could see how that could be, you know, useful as well. So, you know, maybe this will do it. Maybe they'll start growing again, or maybe they'll be able to beat other people out with this, but I don't know. It seems like a tough, industry to be in. I don't know.
Yeah. The one other thing I wanted to say is that they're not the first person that has like come up with this concept. There's three other companies. So Replica AI is like kind of this original AI dating chat app thing. They have one, it's like a dating simulator. It's called Blush. They have one called Teaser. There's one called Riz. These three tools have all come out and people have been using them. And so beyond, yeah, anyways, so it's all kind of like a bunch of tools in this direction. And I think Tinder realizing that in a weird way, these AI bots, these AI fake dating bots are like their competitor. They've built in a clone, but they like push it in a direction of actually getting real dates. And so, yeah, it's kind of like a training thing and hopefully helps people out that might be struggling in that department. I think it's a good idea. I think it's pretty funny. I'll be curious to see if it sticks around long-term though, because what they have said is that it is only for US users. It's only for iOS and it's only for a limited amount of time. So pretty much they built this thing. They're testing the waters. I think if they get roasted on people saying, oh, this is too weird, or they don't like it, or like, I guess if it gets negative publicity, they'll probably just pull it and be like, oh, it was a funny experiment. But I also think that if it got a lot of users and a lot of positive feedback, they might keep it long-term and roll it out to everybody, but they don't want to like publicly say that yet. So I do think that that is kind of a funny element to it, but yeah, overall, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if this thing sticks around long-term.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm seeing some screenshots now and they have like some examples of tips and I think they're actually pretty helpful. Like one of them is stay enthusiastic about shared interests. So, you know, maybe if you're, you know, the bot tells you something and you like it, kind of ignore it and move on to, you know, whatever you want to say, you know, that could be a helpful tip. You know, build understanding through shared activities or humor. So I don't know. I feel like some of the tips that seem pretty good. So I have no reason to try it, but maybe some of you listening do. So, fortunately,
so let us know.
Yeah.
You've tried it. And if it's any good, drop a comment over on YouTube where we publish all of these. We would appreciate it. And if you enjoyed the episode today, we'd love a review over on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're interested in joining the AI Hustle School community, I'll also add a link in the description to that. We'd love to have you as a member, and we hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your day.